What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode. And today we are going to be talking about why it's hard to leave toxic people in your life. Now, I actually made a video about why you're toxic, you know, how to know you're toxic. I did a part one, part two. I'm going to link it down below. So this is kind of like a sequel to that. I'm probably just going to have a whole toxic series because I feel like a lot of people always ask me about toxic people, toxicity, toxic friends, toxic family, toxic boyfriend, girlfriends. And honestly, my advice is always leave, okay? Always leave, 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 cut it off, let it go. Because at the end of the day, I feel like toxic people can never serve you. The only thing toxic people do is teach you a good lesson, realistically. If you have toxic people in your life, you just gotta cut it off. Like, it's nothing that's gonna serve you in the long run. But I feel like over time, I've realized it took me a long time to get to a point where I could actually cut these people off. It took me a while to really be able to be like, you know what? These people, as much as I love them, I can love them from a distance, they gotta go now. So today, we're mainly going to be talking about why it's hard for you to cut these people off so you can really navigate these things in your life and get the professional help you need to be able to actually get to where you need to be in life without these toxic people holding you down. Because until you get rid of these people, I guarantee you, you're not going to go anywhere. So before we get started, make sure you guys peep the description box for all the important information that you guys asked me about down in the comment section below. Make sure you guys schedule your one-on-one consultation with me for your YouTube channels. And most importantly, follow me on Instagram for updates. So of course, let's get straight into it. So the main reason a lot of people have a hard time cutting off toxic people is the strong relationship that they have with said person. This person is typically a family member because we are always taught that blood is thicker than water. This is a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother, whatever the case may be. Since this person is literally someone that we grew up with in our household, we feel like we are indebted to them. We cannot cut them off. We should be good to them no matter what because at the end of the day, they're family. Kill that shit. Bullshit. At the end of the day, if someone's toxic to you, if someone's bad to you, get rid of them. In order to live your best life and get to where you need to be in life, you have to unlearn every single thing that you've been taught. That is literally the fabric of probably everything that you're going to learn in general in life. Almost every single thing that they told you in life is a lie. Like, literally, almost everything. And one of the main ones is blood is thicker than water. Some of the people that will hurt you the most is the people that you think are the closest to you. The people that you think are supposed to love you. It's mainly because they don't know it. A lot of times it's subconscious. They're not hurting you on purpose. A lot of times it's not them being like malicious. Sometimes they're dealing with their own demons, right? Sometimes, you know, they have their own shit going on and that's why they're bullying you. That's why they're, you know, whatever. We're not even gonna get into all the things that be going on in households, right? But you have to protect yourself first. It doesn't really matter what they're going through because you matter. And that brings me to my next one. You do not think you deserve it. You do not think you deserve better because you've never been taught to deserve better. You've never been taught that you deserve more. You've never been taught to put yourself first. You've been taught to put other people's feelings first. You've been taught to care for other people first. You've been taught that you need to care about other people and stop being so selfish. Well, where has that landed you, Penelope? We need to learn how to be more selfish. We need to learn how to do things for ourselves because no one's going to do it for you. The more you stay in the mindset of, I need to do things for others, you're not going to go anywhere. You do need to do things for others, like hold the door, say please and thank you, mind your manners, be kind in a general sense. But when it comes to literally putting other people's feelings, other people's duties, other people's wants and needs before yours, kill that noise. If you do not feel like doing something, do not do it. If you do not want to go somewhere, do not go. If you do not want to feel like something, stop what's making you feel like that. You need to understand, it does not matter who it is that's making you feel some type of way. If someone's making you feel some type of way, you need to address it. Tell the person, I don't like the way you're making me feel. I don't like that.
this, that, and the third, whatever the case may be. Wait for change. If it doesn't change, they gotta go. And that's it. People need to stop this whole idea that you can't cut off your family. Why not? You can't take your family to court. Why not? You can't be mad at family. Why not? That's fucking bullshit. And that's what hurts us the most. We put limitations on who it is that we're allowed to be mad at. We put limitations on who it is that we're allowed to literally hold accountable for their actions against us. No one's saying hold a grudge. No one's saying literally, you know, hack them with an axe like freaking Lizzie Borden. But I'm saying hold people accountable for their actions against you. Do not let people treat you like trash just because they're your family. Let them go and preserve some self-respect and some sanity. The next one is you get gaslighted. This is me. I've been gaslighted my entire life. People have always told me, oh, I'm mean as hell, I'm selfish as shit. Well, actually, I don't think I've ever really been called selfish. Like, I have. Okay, people always told me I'm mean as hell, I'm really selfish, I'm a bad influence, I ain't shit, I'm a bad whatever for all their kids in my family, right? Mind you, even in the neighborhood, they would be like, oh, I'm always outside, how is it that I'm gonna be a good productive child and do anything in life because I'm always outside? You know the funny thing about this? First of all, all those kids in the neighborhood, I was the only one in Catholic school up until high school. And with all the kids I was running around with, literally, for the most part, all of us are fine. All of us are pretty, we're doing pretty well. I just literally like to play outside. Okay, to my family, I'm the only one that went to college and has a master's. The rest of those kids in my family hate their parents and ain't doing shit. And they done rebelled. Therefore, I'm just like, okay, I'm the bad influence. If anything, they should have been following me. Maybe they would have fucking did something with their life. Sorry, cousins, if y'all watching this. Sometimes people will gaslight the hell out of you, right? They will tell you all these things about you just to make you feel bad about who you are. And if people are trying to make you feel bad for who you are, leave them alone, okay? Fuck them. You do not need them in your life. Because at the end of the day, you know who you are and you know what's in your heart. And I kid you not, something that's been bothering me literally since probably last year, plaguing me into this year, is the fact that I've been dealing with honestly realizing that a lot of people in my family, this shit annoys me because now that I think about it, I don't even like my family like that. So it's like, why do I care? And that's the thing. People that you think that you care about, or I guess think that cared about you, will probably have opinions about you or say things about you that you never knew about. And then when it comes full force, when it comes to light, it kind of fucks with you because it's like, I never did anything to this person, or, you know, you haven't seen that person for a long time. And it's like, why would this person say this about me? People will gaslight you. They will say, okay, well, you're selfish, you're mean, you're this. Especially when you try to hold them accountable for what it is that they've said about you, or you try to cut them off. So now it's like, okay, well, I can't cut this person off because the person's going to say I'm mean. Okay, well, I can't, you know, confront this person because then they're going to say that I'm disrespectful. Is it hurtful? Absolutely. Are you being mean or disrespectful? Absolutely not. Confronting someone for something that they did, especially when they're wrong, you're going to be upset. Even I get upset. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. And it doesn't mean that you're wrong. It just means you did what you had to do. It just means you stood up for yourself. It just means what needed to be said, what needed to be out in the air is out in the air. And they say it. It's point blank, period. If that person doesn't like it, they don't like it. And they're entitled to not like it. You're entitled to say what it is that you need to say. They're gonna get over it. If they truly love you, if they truly care about you, they're good over it. The next one is pretty simple. You don't love yourself. Realistically, a lot of us have not been taught to love ourselves. A lot of us have been taught to love other people, do for other people, and this kind of fucks us up in the long run. I've actually talked about this in another video that I did. I don't even remember what it was called. But in order to move up in life, in anything, you have to love yourself. Like, you could kind of bypass this and succeed, but nothing beats loving yourself. Because what's gonna happen is you could get all the way to the top, have everything in the world, and still fall flat on your face if you do not love yourself. You can succumb to a lot of really dark shit at the top, especially if you do not know who you are and you do not love yourself. And that brings me to my next one, knowing who you are. You cannot love yourself if you do not know who you are. If you do not know who you are, it's kind of strange because it's like how it kind of goes hand in hand. You can't love who you don't know, right? Like, I mean, love at first sight is a thing, but then that would kind of be vain. You're kind of just, I mean, unless we're talking about like soul ties. That's a whole nother thing, right? But you guys understand what I'm saying. You have to get to know who you are. But the sad part is a lot of us are erased from childhood, right? A lot of us, like from the time we're born, we're told to do other things. We may love to draw, but since we're born, they're like, oh no, you need to be an engineer. So now our ability and our love for drawing is completely out the window. So now we have to reconnect with who we are as children. So reconnecting with your inner child is key. Reconnecting with your true inability, creativity maybe, or whatever it is that you truly want to do as a child, is very, very important, because that's how you're going to reconnect with who you are. Who you were as a child is actually very, very important and very key to who you wanted to be as an adult, because who you are today is probably not who you're supposed to be, even if you're extremely successful. And sadly, a lot of people probably do not want to admit that. It took me a long time to really realize, like, oh shit, I think I'm where I'm meant to be in terms of the impact that I'm creating in my life, but I don't think I'm where I'm meant to be career-wise. Social media clearly was like something that came down the line. It wasn't like my innate thing. I've always liked to sing, dance, draw. Like, I've always had that creativity thing, and then down the line it kind of disappeared. And sometimes, you know, there's toxic people that come in your life and they come and they destroy that for you. And that's what happened to me. And, you know, some way, somehow, I'm merging it along the way. I'm like, okay, I gotta merge my love for social media with the creativity, which is fairly easy for me. But there's a lot of people out there that can't merge it. Like, imagine, how about if you're a nurse and you really want to be a dancer? I have no idea how you're gonna merge that. Probably very much so possible, but, you know, that's not my life, thank God, because that'd be very hard to do. But I mean, I've seen people do very, very drastic changes like that. Another reason it's hard to cut off toxic people is because they make themselves the victims. I talked about this in the Am I Toxic video, and that was definitely one of my points. Y'all, they the victim in every damn story, okay? They never the villain, they the victim. Yeah, you could literally be trying to cut them off. It's like they feel that you're about to confront them. They feel that you're upset, and all of a sudden, like, you know, my grandma died 8 years ago, and ever since, I haven't been able to get over it. So that's why, you know, I curse you out, and, you know, I bully you sometimes, and I throw you against the wall. And you just be sitting there like, to do what you being ain't shit though. We all know somebody like that, where every single time you try to say something to them about their behavior, all of a sudden someone died, they haven't been feeling well, it's their mental illness, they haven't been eating, they fainted last night. I'm telling you right now, I cannot fucking stand people like this. People like that, I literally want to fucking hit their head with a baseball bat. That's probably a toxic thing to say, but I'm sorry, I just can't. I really can't. That's how you know you're really dealing with a toxic person. And that is probably one of the hardest things you're gonna have to deal with, dealing with a toxic person and trying to cut a toxic person off. If you're dealing with a toxic person where every single time you're about to confront them, you're about to say something to them about them being toxic, and it's like some drastic shit, bitch, you're lying. And if you're not, how? Okay, what type of devil you done called to make that shit happen? How fucking convenient is that? Like, I'm telling you right now, like, that shit is so annoying. You like to forgive because it is the Christian in you. Let me tell you this right now. I'm really tired of Christians, okay, and other religious people constantly making excuses for bad behavior with forgive. I do not ever remember in my entire time in Catholic school, in college, in my entire time in religious courses, that anytime God ever said, forgive people for treating you like garbage. I mean, maybe there is scripture about that. I just skipped over it because I think it's caca. Okay, I think it's other caca. Okay, I don't remember him ever saying, be stupid and let people walk all over you consistently. I never saw anything regarding him saying, let people be toxic to you regularly and do absolutely nothing about it. I understand the whole principle of forgiving people for you, but I also feel like that's nonsense as well. Again, and I feel like it's all about unlearning nonsense. I feel like forgiveness is a very powerful thing, and forgiveness should only be given to those who actually deserve it. A lot of people just be like, oh, forgiveness is key. Forgiveness will make your heart gold. I think it's nonsense. I think it's utter bullshit. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people use the whole I'm sorry forgiveness thing to make it seem like they're better people. And a lot of people will gaslight other people by saying, okay, well, if you don't forgive, you're not Christian. If you don't forgive, you're not this. If you don't forgive, you're holding turmoil in your heart. It's like, that doesn't make sense. I do not think about the people that I do not fuck with on a consistent basis. I don't hold grudges against anyone. I do not hate these people. They're not here. If I see them, it's a, okay. And that's that. They say hello, I might say hello back, and that's that. I'm not sitting there thinking of a master plan of how to destroy them. I'm not sitting here, like, I just don't understand this concept. Maybe some people do, and that's where that shit comes from, but realistically, I could never understand this concept. I feel like people will sit there and take forgiveness to a point where they forgive and take these people back into their lives. And that's another problem. Even if you're gonna take this whole Christian approach to forgiveness, stop letting these people back into your life. You can forgive and just keep your distance. You can forgive, but like, like, that doesn't mean be friends with the person again, be cool with the person again, be kick with the person again. It just means you forgave the person. It doesn't make sense to me at all. When it comes to toxic people, it's very weird, right? Like, it's one thing, you know, I could always cut a toxic person off. But when it comes to, like, forgiveness and all of that, a lot of people feel like, you know, you have to forgive and accept. And that's why toxic people are able to thrive. They're like cockroaches. They never die, right? They have all of these concepts that we live by, that we've been taught. And that's why they're able to do all these things to us. That's why they're able to be freeloaders. They're able to hurt us. They're able to use and abuse us constantly because, oh, forgive, oh, forget, oh, this, that, and the third. Sharing is caring. All this goofy shit. All this goofy shit they be teaching us for what? I don't understand. Bro, I'm telling you, there better be some good rewards in the afterlife for real. Heaven better be real. Because at this point, I'm beginning to understand that we're supposed to just let people treat us like crap because forgiveness. They have blackmail on you. Ooh, cha-cha-cha. See, this is why I don't tell nobody my business. And for the most part, I don't have any secret business that I really wouldn't care to put in a YouTube video. I choose to remain private. I don't have any secrets. And personally, I don't get embarrassed easily. And when it comes to, like, my privacy or whatever, I don't know. Like, it's very interesting. Like, I know there's a lot of people out there that have, like, secrets that they tell their friends and all of that. And when it comes to toxic people, sometimes we make the mistake of telling certain people that we shouldn't. And we don't want to cut them off because we're afraid they're going to leak my information, they're gonna say this, they're gonna leak my nudes, whatever. I completely understand that. I had an ex that literally threatened to leak my nudes if I made a story time about him. Later on, he tried to say he didn't do that. It's a long story. So I understand what you guys are talking about. But at the same time, first of all, not only is that blackmail and that's illegal, it's very interesting. That's a very interesting thing right there. Honestly, I really suggest that you live your truth, right? If whatever it is that person has against you was really that bad, I hope it's not illegal. You still love this person. You care about them. You don't want them to hurt themselves. You still care about this person. Honestly, I understand that. You could love that person from a distance. To be honest with you, I can never understand this whole excuse of, oh, I love this person, I can't cut them off, okay? I love a lot of people that I don't talk to every day. Hey, you do not have to be friends with someone or be close to someone just because, like, they're your friends. Like, you don't have to talk to them. You could literally just love them from a distance. You could literally just slowly distance yourself from them. Like, it's very interesting how people really just try to make excuses to stay in good graces with people that they shouldn't be in good graces with. You can literally, like, be friends with someone, be cool with someone, still be family with someone, and literally just keep them as far away from you as possible because you know that they're not good for you. Next one is they threaten self-harm. This has actually happened to me. You know what I did? I was like, oh, really? I'm going to call the police. That's just stop real quick. Listen, I don't be playing with y'all. I'm a very, very serious mental health advocate. I don't be playing with that shit. If you gonna be sitting there like, I'm going to go throw myself off that bridge. Oh, really? 911? Don't play with me. If that person's really talking about someone, oh, I'm gonna kill myself if you break up with me. 911, I have an emergency. That person's really about it, call the authorities and let them know that Sally on 123 Bullshit Lane, like, no, because some people really be lying. And that is not funny, okay? I've been suicidal before. I have a lot of friends who've been suicidal before. I have friends who have died by suicide. This is a very, very serious thing. Please stop fucking sitting here using that as a way to keep people in your life. Oh my God, that's so fucking problematic. What is wrong with you, bro? Like, people who do that are a special type of fucking crazy, bro. A special type of fucking toxic, a special type of fucking crazy, a special type of problematic. If you're doing that shit, you need legit psychological help. It's disgusting. The next type of disgusting is definitely the people that try to fake pregnancy to keep you in their life. I'm sure the government has services to help with that. Don't fucking play with me, listen. People, and the next thing you know, oh, I had a miscarriage because I'm stressed. Because like I said, these are the same people that like to play victim every single time something happens. I'm really tired of these people. They're only toxic sometimes. These are literally friends that you have on a, what's the word, seasonal basis, or friends that you only see like maybe a few times a year. Like maybe you only see them in the summer. Maybe you only see them like on a certain type of like school break. So you're like, okay, well, they are toxic, but I only see them a couple times a year, so it doesn't matter. Okay, well, they're toxic, but like they only like see me once a week, or you know, when they call me, that's the only time I talk to them. I don't really talk to them. They talk to me, so it doesn't matter. No. If the person's toxic, let them go. Stop being stupid. Y'all literally be making any fucking excuse to keep somebody in your life. Like, this right here be the real type of crazy. Like, I know people that really do this. Oh, well, I mean, I don't really be seeing them like that, so it's whatever. But then when you do see them, it's always a problem, bro. It's always some shit. This person always in a fight. This person always trying to fight you. This person's telling you that you fat, ugly, stupid, your boyfriend a crackhead, all types of shit. But, oh, well, I mean, I only see them once a month, so it's not that big of a deal. Let them go. All they do is ask me for advice. It's not that bad. Emotional moochers are probably the worst type of toxic person. Honestly, I don't know why I didn't touch on this in my other toxic videos, but emotional moochers are like really fucking irritating. I have one. Yo, all this bitch do is talk about her life, her problems. I kid you not. Literally, when she calls me, I put her on mute and I just do my work. And you're probably like, why don't you cut her off? And I'm like, honestly, I just stopped answering her like recently. So for me, my way of cutting her off is slowly just distancing myself, because I don't hate her. She's not a bad person, but she is very toxic in the fact that she doesn't listen to anyone else's issues. She doesn't even want advice. All she does is emotionally mooch, like, and cry. She doesn't want to hear anything about her being wrong. She don't listen to no advice. She's an emotional moocher, y'all. And a lot of people need to understand that energy is a real thing. If you have a friend that's constantly coming physically to you or calling you or texting you about their issues on a regular basis, eventually it's going to start bothering you. It's going to transfer to you. Eventually it's going to come to a point where it's like, oh my God, like, I can't take it. Because it's gonna start like weighing on you. Because not only is that your friend that you most likely care about, but because that person doesn't care about your well-being and they're not asking about your well-being, they're only talking about their well-being. If you have an emotional mooch in your life, just cut them off, bro. Just cut them off. But it's gonna be hard, and it's hard to cut those type of people off because it's like you just feel bad for them. Victim complex, where nothing they ever do is wrong. They're always the victim. They're always gonna make it seem like they never did anything. It's always everybody else. It's never them. So you're just always gonna be like, oh my God, you're always gonna feel bad for them. Yeah, this probably might be a hard person to cut off. So that's why, I suggest just slowly cutting communication. So those are some of the reasons why it's very, very hard for you guys to cut off toxic people in your life.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.